I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Wednesday. I'll take you inside how a show operates. I have all kinds of things since yesterday, around the clock and all that. And then just about a minute or so, I'm going through Twitter, and I see this Philadelphia police commander. We're trying to get you the sound as we speak. He did an interview with CBS Philly, CBS 3, Matt Petrillo, who's a good reporter. And he's an African-American commander. I don't see his name identified in here, but it's under the headline Justice for All.
And that's Police Inspector Derek Wood.
Derek Wood. I don't know him from the past, Dan. I don't think I've ever dealt. Let me know when you have it. I know you're working to get it. Police Inspector Derek Wood. And the headline is Police Commander Derek Wood tackling the city's skyrocketing violence. Where is the outrage when it comes, is the headline, and I believe this is what he said, after weeks of protests and civil unrest, a Philadelphia police commander is asking, where is the outrage when it comes to the city's skyrocketing homicide rate, which is out of control, even with the COVID-19 and all the rest? Now, I think this is a perfectly legitimate question, okay? It saddens me if this were a white commander asking this. I'd be like, oh, man. Even in the case of Derek Wood asking this, though, I don't think the mob and Larry Krasner and anybody else thinks that's a legitimate question. But I know it's a question people that are reasonable ask a lot about Black Lives Matter, about when Chicago comes up. And look, I'll tell you, some people use it just to try to shut down the protests. They're tired of hearing it. I'm not suggesting that. I don't think Derek Wood is. But we are talking about here parody. We are talking about taking a look at the horrific action in Minnesota, and then we're taking a look at stuff that goes on every day that is massive, and the media doesn't want to talk about that. It is not new enough. It's not flashy enough. It's not enough of a narrative. In fact, it's a bad narrative for them. Because getting to the bottom of that and trying to deal with it always leads to a dead end. Isn't it easier to try to reform something like police forces? But when you put policies in play, as President Trump did yesterday, that's not what the left wants. They do not want solutions to this. They want this ongoing issue. And they want to talk about, here's what it came down to as predicted. President Trump came up with three of the four big, depending on how you look at it, things that people agree with yesterday as far as solutions. But Joe Biden and Democrats are saying, Delco Times, what the heck's going on over there, Delco Times? Their headline today is, and the editor can call me. I dispute your headline, editor. The headline is, you know, Trump reforms but doesn't talk about racism. So, yeah, he didn't say the police are racist across the country. That's what the problem is, rooting that out. Okay. Even if that were the issue, how would Democrats ever tell us that that has been solved enough, that we've made tremendous progress? They won't. There's never a solution. So three big things yesterday. No chokeholds unless, and they don't like this part, unless the cop's life is involved, life and death struggle. this national database so you can't move from one department to another, more money toward different and higher training levels, okay, retraining, call it what you will, and material in there about more reliance on having, and I guess it's more money, a social worker, a mental health professional that in some instances goes out with the police, as I understand it. That's not good enough, you know, for progressives. The majority of Democrats in polling that's out now want to defund the police. They don't want them. They want to believe in magical thinking. In addition to defunding, other Democrats think if they could just get rid of this qualified immunity. There are even some libertarians who want to do that. Supreme Court didn't take it up. I wish they had. Now, you could talk about tweaking it. Is it too extreme for all public officials, including cops, elected officials, and the like? I get that. But if you take away and you just have lawsuits, you're not going to have cops. It's going to be around. Well, they wouldn't. So, come on. We're in Philadelphia. We know it's the suing capital of the world. Okay? Dan, Dan just told me you got a request for a guest appear on the Don Geronimo show.
Yeah, so sometimes we get these inquiries with you know, publicists looking to get their people on. And this one says, hey, we would love to get so-and-so on the Don Geronimo show.
Put him on. We should have put him on right there. This is Don Geronimo. I'm telling you.
Is how you get the attention of an executive producer right there. Yeah, the Don Geronimo show.
Wasn't there a Geronimo guy in Washington? There was a syndicated show.
Was there? Yeah,
I don't know. I think there was a Geronimo. This is a pretty hot show. Two guys out of Washington, a CBS show. I seem to believe it was Geronimo. I don't know if that was a made-up name or not. If they had said Dom Geronimo.
Wow, wait, Don Geronimo was the host of the Don and Mike show.
There you go.
Out in Washington.
Institutional memory, yes. So, sure, you can come on the Don Gira. Or guys we've had on that praise, and I've listened to you forever. Remember the one guy with the book, and he went on and on, and he says, kept on saying Don, though, throughout the interview. It just is, it's a sickness. Where do I go to get this
cure? Double-edged sword. Not only did they get the Dom wrong.
Right, but the Geronimo. Oh, God, we got to play with that. I wish they may have been in the business a while, and they remember the Don and Mike show, whatever it was. Yeah. I thought there was a Geronimo.
Yeah, that was a Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yes. All right, so how's it coming with the sale of this commander? How's it coming with getting him on? I'd love to get him on because the homicide rate is skyrocketing in Philadelphia.
I have the CBS report. I have not gotten in touch with Wood yet, though.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear some of this. Does he talk in this? Is that
only time, like a short?
Yeah, that's okay. But I just wanted people to hear it. Here's CBS 3, Matt Petrillo, and a police commander, Derek Wood, high ranking. I guess he's in the top 5, 6, 7 police, saying, "Where's the outrage over this skyrocketing homicide rate?"
Well, just halfway through 2020, Philadelphia's homicide rate is already on track to be a record breaker, and many of those killed were black men.
We're losing far too many lives.
Among the more than 180 lives taken from their families this year from Philadelphia's gun violence is Tyshawn Woods. The 22-year-old was shot dead here on the 4400 block of Old York Road in the city's Logan section last week.
He's charismatic, ladies man. He also had a sense of humor.
Philadelphia Police Inspector Derek Woods says Woods was his nephew and his second nephew to be gunned down in the city's streets. It compelled the captain to tweet this: "We should be working just as hard on ending this gun violence. In lieu of your thoughts and prayers, I prefer you do something to help end this pervasive gun violence in Philadelphia."
Everyone can do something. You can be a mentor. We have like Police Athletic League. Your kids can get involved in that. You can volunteer.
Today, Eyewitness News found this message painted outside a home on North Broad Street that says, "If black lives matter, stop black on black killings, period."
When people are killed by the police or they're killed by another person, their lives all matter the same. It does not matter. I think that we have to realize that.
And the police inspector also tells us he's organizing a march against gun violence to happen in West Philadelphia Friday morning. Matt Petrillo, CBS 3 Eyewitness News.
Thanks, Matt Petrillo. I can't criticize the media on this. I'd love to get your reaction. Now, he lost two nephews, and he's a police commander. They said captain in there. I'm not sure. But on Twitter, it said, where's the outrage when it comes to the city's skyrocketing homicide rate, protest and civil unrest? Wow. That's not some conservative big mouth like me saying it, or Dan chiming in, another big mouth saying it.
So, Dom, just want to clarify real quick. He's an inspector and the commanding officer of the Southwest Police Division.
Okay.
He oversees the 12th, 16th, 18th, and 19th districts.
All right. So that is in the top 10 probably people as far as responsibility, et cetera. You don't hear that. Now, he lost two nephews, and you don't hear it the way Petrillo put it up on Twitter after weeks of protests and civil unrest. A Philadelphia police commander is asking, where's the outrage when it comes to the city's skyrocketing homicide rate? And Matt also put in there, Dan, at the end. Now, a lot of stuff that I criticize the media for is they leave stuff out, not just what they put in. He mentioned this, you know, where's the outrage, Black Lives Matter, North Philly, painted there. He could have left that out, but that is an issue that reasonable people think there's no parity. And a lot in the media, congratulations, Matt, good stuff here. A lot in the media are just not wanting that story. It's an uncomfortable story. You know, some just end up blaming the NRA on it, okay? I didn't hear the commander do that. It's a much deeper problem than that. I didn't hear Jim Kenney talking about it in those terms. He wouldn't dare as a white guy progressive. Why is that question out of bounds? All right, I'll give you a question that is inbounds here, too. We got a great side question. We saw that either today or yesterday, I forget which, is Eat Your Vegetables Day. Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Why do they have a day for this, Dom?
they have a day for everything. Hey, I'm still working on the fact that Aunt Jemima now is going to be off the pancake mix, but I get it on that one, Dan. Does that surprise you? In other words, I think Aunt Jemima is a stereotype. They tried mightily on the pancake mix to try to make her contemporary, and I guess they just couldn't do it. And if a business thinks that's the way to go, I know people are very sensitive about food mascots. Remember the day we did food mascots? So you're going to see any number of these food mascots go. Aunt Jemima is no more. So we'll be talking about that throughout the show. All right, so Dan, my objectionable food. I don't care. I don't think I've ever had to eat it, maybe once. And I just would starve. Liver. Oh, my God. All time. Just the name. Liver. I'm thinking of your liver. I'm thinking of Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
A little bit strange, too, that I do eat carrots raw. And I do like peas. But I don't like peas and carrots together if they're cooked. You know what I mean?
That's extremely odd.
Yes, well, yeah.
Why? Like,
I just don't. Something about the cooked carrot, unless it's fancy, they do some stuff to it. I don't like the cooked carrot. I like it raw.
So the issue lies more with the carrots than the peas.
Oh, yes. The peas are fine. I could eat peas right now in the morning for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's the carrot must be eaten raw. So liver and the carrot, they're ones that I refuse to
eat. How about lima beans?
Lima beans are a bit gaseous. But the lima beans are a good food. You just know the consequence that's coming later. And given all your proclivities, that might be on your list.
So the topic would be then, what food do we absolutely refuse to eat?
Yes. Do you have one?
Olives. I refuse to
Now, wait a minute. Is it the dark olive or the lighter olive?
I can bear black olives. So if they're in a pizza, like a Supreme pizza, I can. If one sneaks in, I don't get offended. But the eating olives plain or the green olives, no, I cannot. It turns my stomach just even thinking of them.
I'm a bigger fan of the green olive than the dark olive, but I can eat both of them and eat both of them together.
It's salty and bitter. It's gross.
Oh, God. All right. So liver, peas and carrots together, and olives. There's ours. when you call today, we'll give you the Dom Time 2020 calendar. Just jump in and hit us with that food that you refuse to eat.
Dennis writes in sushi, for example.
Sushi's fine. Somebody's already written sushi in?
Yeah, that's Dennis Gordon on Twitter.
What's it mean? Yeah, the guy's trying. You know, it's like a contrary, you know, sushi's associated with liberals now, I think. You know, that's what.
Well, this is also coming from the guy that said the lobster, so I think he just has it out for seafood in general.
Oh, okay. Nothing wrong with sushi. I'm not crazed over sushi. Not a big fan of the oyster. You know,
taste is okay. It's the consistency that kills me.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the oyster. No, very wary of the oyster. I have my, the Dom cake is at the top of the seafood chain. The oyster is way down there.
It's like big boogers.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. 855-839-1210. You'll get on board. Love to get your reaction to Commander Derek Wood and what he got said here. I don't know how this came up other than he lost two nephews, sadly, right here in Philadelphia. And maybe he contacted them about this march. And Matt Petrillo, now that's what the media should do. Putting out a different point of view. Now, I just want to see, Dan, if both apologize before the end of the show now. You know, because some of these protester groups, how dare you? This is diminishing the protest. You can't say about anything else now. No. What is it with the city skyrocketing homicide rate? If I had to choose one thing, and I'll ask everybody this. Here's what I should have asked. I would choose Larry Krasner as the most significant factor now. This guy's doing more damage than anything imaginable. I hear he's salivating to go after the people protecting the statue down in South Philly. Just salivating of all the charges he's going to bring up. Okay? But I think the big causal thing comes back to all the time is the breakdown of the family. The breakdown of the family then results in all these pathologies that result in what we see. All right, how about you, though? This commander is right. The skyrocketing homicide rate, it's unbelievable. Even in the middle of the pandemic, it did not go down. All right, so before I take calls, 855-839-1210 of this police commander getting this said, no apology yet. I'm looking online, and the mob is starting to seethe with CBS3 doing this. And they're saying, well, what's this guy talking about? The police are responsible for getting these killers off the street. He's bringing this up like it isn't his responsibility, says DocMello267. Duh. You know, we see this. Why did the police not stop this guy? What are the police doing? Why did they not capture him? Meanwhile, you have Larry Krasner. You have Jim Kenney. You have some people in Philadelphia who think it's snitching or whatever when someone kills someone else. You have all that. But it's the police. Why is this guy bringing this up? It's his job to stop this. Oh, really? So the police are not doing their job. That's why the homicide rate is up that much in Philadelphia, where this police commander lost two nephews. Not one, two. What are the odds? 855-839-1210. I'll get you in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210 at the end of your call. Just hit us with that food that you refuse to eat. Liver. I almost said scrapple. I didn't want to get in trouble. Hey, Joe, while we have you here, Joe Sebelia, do you have food? Ah, yeah. I didn't get his. Okay. Was that another
picky eater, too.
So. I know. Was that another call about Don Geronimo?
No, that was a call about an upcoming broadcast I'll be doing.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. I'm sure all is in order. Let me go to Al in Mullica Hill. Al, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Al.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Let me preface this call by saying, to me, every life matters. I'm sick and tired of people painting all the police with the same brush. 99% of them are great. There's bad in every walk of life. There's bad teachers. There's bad politicians. There's bad lawyers. There's bad everything.
There are no bad talk show hosts. Just want to say that for the record, sir. This might be in the Senate. There are no bad talk shows. Continue.
Well, maybe 0.1%. But anyhow, my argument is this, and I've been saying this for a while. In Chicago, the weekend of May 29th to the 31st, there were 25 people killed by gunfire, African-Americans, 85 people wounded. You could check my figures. And where is Black Lives Matter for the last so many years? If Black Lives truly mattered, I think it's just an upfront group, because if they really mattered, every life would matter, and they would be in Chicago fighting for the black lives that are being killed out there.
Let's see what the response is to this guy, because we're trying to get him on, and he may be on before the end of the show. I hope he doesn't apologize, but I'm looking at some of the things on Twitter, Al, and this is so out of bounds that this just can't go on. What's the food that you refuse to eat?
Well, can I say one other thing? You know, they're getting rid of Aunt Jemima and all these other things. Well, how about the Harlem Globetrotters? Maybe I can protest and have a white
No, wait. Come on now. Let's simmer down here. Let's talk about Aunt Jemima. I think Aunt Jemima is out of bounds. I don't think you can reclaim that symbol. It's not the biggest thing in the world. You're right that every symbol we're going after, but I take them case by case. can we really have Aunt Jemima anymore? Isn't that just a stereotype?
I just looked at it as good pancakes to me. I don't know.
Yeah, we're not going to die of the hill of Aunt Jemima then. Yeah, I agree with you. They're pancakes that are severe. Okay, what's your food that you refuse to eat?
Quinoa? Is that how you say it? Quinoa? My wife makes that, and I go, ugh, I can't eat it.
It's supposed to be
quinoa.
Is that a weight loss thing, or it helps with that?
It's just a substitute for a grain. I mean, you can substitute it for rice or.
I thought it was quinoa. I may be butchering it here.
Well, for the first 5 years that I knew the word, I thought it was quinoa. So.
Quinoa. Yeah, all right, quinoa. That's better.
It's pronounced quinoa, though.
Quinoa. Okay. All right. Now I'm looking on Twitter of CBS3. Dan, here's another rocket scientist. How many of these homicides are by the @PhiladelphiaPolice? Defund the police. So the question can't be grappled with. People refuse on the other side to grapple with it. Here's a guy who got it said, coming off this, and he's organizing a march around gun violence, killings on the streets of Philadelphia, this unbelievable homicide rate. Oh, man. If we get this guy on, Dan, you better make it pronto. It'll be a miracle. You're not allowed to ask that anymore. Even an African-American commander who lost 2 nephews can't ask that. Now, I get how it's seen as just a ploy to distract from the police. And America was united about this cop in Minnesota. There was no doubt. But the media, this is not a sexy story. I'll tell you why. It's grinding. The solutions to this are grinding. They take quite a bit. There's no one face of it. Although I would put Larry Krasner, if it were up to me, as the face of it in Philadelphia. He has done more to drive just all sorts of criminal behavior up than anybody we've seen. And he frankly doesn't care. He finds a way to get away from that. He is hell-bent, though. You're going to see by Friday, I predict, charges brought against any number of people that were protecting the Columbus statue. He is hell-bent to do something to strike back. You see, they're the enemy, not people that are terrorizing Philadelphia. So is this question, we played you what the commander said and the tweet by Matt Petruo. And Petruo, to his credit, at the end of the story, mentions what someone painted on a door or something where people have lost life in North Philly about lives mattering. You don't see this in the media. That's why I'm taking time and talking about this. You just don't see this, particularly right now. As far as Aunt Jemima, Dan, I want to get you in on this. I think there are certain food mascots that this one, they've tried to contemporize Aunt Jemima. They went from the Aunt Jemima that was like a minstrel show sort of thing over the years and saw that stereotype and got complaints, and correctly they tried to do it. I don't know that you can redeem Aunt Jemima. Maybe they have something new that they were waiting to put in anyhow. So it depends on how far this goes. I don't see this as outrageous, like taking down Columbus and all this other stuff. How about you?
Yeah, I'm with you, Dom.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, yeah, and I don't know about, now Mrs. Butterworth on Twitter is trending. there's going to be back and forth over Mrs. Butterworth. But Aunt Jemima was one of the maybe top 10 recognizable food mascots of all time. We talked about that, mascots that are out there around various foods. And this one they knew was problematic. So, you know, let's not die on every hill. Let's focus in on the ones where the mob is just coming after stuff that's ridiculous. This was a business decision based upon stuff that I don't think there was a boycott or anything going on. But I'd love to hear you jump in on Matt Petruo's story and Commander Wood. Coming up, we're going to talk with representative of the Trump campaign, Tim Murtaugh, covers Pennsylvania and the like. Joe Biden is out of the basement. He's coming to Delco businesses today. What's he going to tell them? Is he going to tell them how much he would tax him? Is he going to tell them how they're part of the problem? Is he going to tell them that the lockdown was a good thing? I wonder how he would answer about the lockdown. That's a question I would ask. What would you ask if you're a small business person? Biden coming today to kind of do a tour of that. I wonder if we'll go to that. He's in Delco. Why doesn't he go over to Giovanni's? That would be an interesting back and forth. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he needs a haircut. So we'll talk that. And coming up, we'll talk about Tim Kaine, this moron senator from Virginia who says the United States yesterday on the floor of the Senate created slavery. We didn't have to do it here. We weren't following anything in the world. We made up slavery. I think that's what the 1619 Project tells him. So he may have been reading from that. Hey, Dan, are we supposed to be talking with the White House guy, Tim Murtaugh, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he's calling the Don Geronimo show. All right, if this guy calls me Don, that's it. I'm hanging up. That's it. It's war. By the way, speaking of war, I've been waiting for a good moment to tell you this. Buddy of mine, police buddy, one of my better friends in the force and overall, sends me this, and he says, this is blanking war. And I'm thinking, what the heck happened? It's a picture down there at the statue last night. It was hilarious. I put it up on Twitter. A guy standing there, one of the protesters against the South Philly people, against, he's holding up a sign that says, it's sauce, not gravy. Oh, this guy, right? It's sauce, not gravy.
Oh, man.
Really? I'm surprised they didn't write that.
That's a counter-protester sign?
That's a counter-protester sign.
It doesn't strike much closer to the heart than that sign.
Yes, and you know what it is? I think they don't like the gravy seals thing, too. That may be right. That set them off. But they know a true Italian. You know, next I hear they're going to be rolling out the Olive Garden. Eat at the Olive Garden. Giving out Eat at the Olive Garden certificates there. That won't work so well with these guys.
Hey, sideshow note, Murtaugh will be with us at 45.
Okay. All right. So, you know, that was pretty clever. I got to say, for the protesters, that's pretty clever. I don't know how that was greeted. It wasn't hostile. And there are people, Dan, listening. They're thinking, well, what? It's no, what do you mean it's not sauce? It's gravy and all. They don't understand the cultural in South Philly. I don't know what else you could say. I was kind of thinking to offend the culture of South Philly. What else would they have attacked? Frank Sinatra? I'm trying to think of what still would be something that you just can't say there. You know, it's calling out the heritage here. And there are a lot of people starting to talk about what we've been talking about a little bit too. Is there a bit of some of these people that have a bit of anti-Italian bias in them? Or at least a certain kind of Italian they don't like. But it's sauce. Not gravy. You know, most signs are not clever. I thought, kudos to this guy, despite the fact being a stinking counter-protester. All right, now, Tim Kaine. You talk about fractured history. Here's Tim Kaine yesterday. Remember when I thought Mike Pence tuned him up in that vice presidential debate? Here's Tim Kaine from Virginia yesterday saying, the United States, we didn't inherit slavery. He wanted to be clear in the middle of this. We created slavery. Cut 7. Okay. All right, Tim Kaine.
I'll have that for you in a couple minutes, Dom. Sorry. Okay. Computer froze.
Okay, that's okay. So let me take the car. Let's go to Earl. Earl is in Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good morning.
Morning, Dom. I'm trying to scream in your ear today.
Okay.
Couple of lighthearted notes. I just thought of this. You want a protest sign for South Philly? Joey Vento says, Mario Lanza, sing in English or go home.
Boy, that's so inside. Can you imagine, by the way, referencing Joey Vento? Joey Vento with Trump as president and Joey Vento with the Columbus thing and the protest and everything else.
Where would the Joey Vento bumper sticker on.
Yeah, where would the protesters go? Probably to Joey Vento's to go on the attack. We're not ordering in English. My God, we miss Joey Vento. I'm glad you referenced that.
You were talking about carrots. I thought, yes, I'd give you a quick history of carrot cake. It's my understanding that during World War II, there was a man who was going to go to war, and the military said, oh, you're too smart to go to war. We're going to hook you up. They sent him to college. Taught him how to use food dehydrators, and he made dehydrated food for the war. At the end of the war, they had a whole bunch of dehydrated carrots, which aren't really tasty in any sort of meal, so they went around trying to figure out what to do with it. They took the dehydrated carrots and invented carrot cake.
Wow, that I never knew that. Carrot cake is fine with me. A good carrot cake is fine. What's your food that you refuse to eat, Earl?
Mangoes.
Mangoes?
Really?
Yeah, what's wrong with a mango? It's a good fruit.
I also had another point. You were talking about Mrs. Butterworth.
Yes.
Mrs. Butterworth is the name of the first American counterfeiter.
Ah.
She used to counterfeit currency in Rhode Island. Now, the syrup's not named after her. It's just, you know, it's a nice buttery, syrupy name, but that's the name of one of America's first counterfeiters.
Thank you very much. Well, then she belongs then on that syrup.
Mary Butterworth.
Mary Butterworth. Boy, Earl is a great caller. That was inside stuff
like a
yesterday.
One of those toilet trivia books.
Yeah, yesterday he had all that stuff going on there. I forget what ladders or whatever it was. Thank you, Earl. All right, so mangoes. That's out of left field. I don't see a big problem with the liver now. Come on, you can see the problem. But mangoes? 855-839-1210, you get on board.
My computer started working again, too.
Okay, me, so. Here's Tim Kaine. He tried to stop me, but we're going to play what he said about slavery yesterday. We created it in these here United States, according to Tim Kaine.
And we need to do much more within the criminal justice system, but also within all of our systems, to dismantle the structures of racism that our federal, state, and local governments carefully erected and maintained over centuries. We know a little bit about this in Virginia. The first African Americans into the English colonies came to Point Comfort, Virginia in 1619. They were slaves. They'd been captured against their will. But they landed in colonies that didn't have slavery. There were no laws about slavery in the colonies at that time. The United States didn't inherit slavery from anybody. We created it. It got created by the Virginia General Assembly and the legislatures of other states. It got created by the court systems in colonial America and since that enforced fugitive slave laws. We created it. And we created it and maintained it over centuries.
All right. Now, you know, go ahead, Dan. Finish that off.
No, that was the end.
Yeah.
It just,
okay,
yeah.
So we created slavery. Can you just imagine how you have to strain to make this point, to get yourself out there, to be mocked all over the place on Twitter, reading too much of that 1619 project that was referenced in where he talked about the original slaves coming to Virginia. So slavery, when you say created, slavery was not pretty routine throughout the world. When anyone conquered another people, I mean, when I think of slavery, the first thing that I think of as far as predating the American story, I mean, I think of the American history of this, because even today we can see the problems caused by all this. The Romans, how many gladiator things, how many things did they put together along those lines? But there have been multiple various indigenous peoples tribes. When they conquered someone else, they were slaves. What the heck is Tim Kaine talking about? Well, what he's trying to do is he's trying to ratchet this up. The Democrat Party is doing this, and here's a large part of what the election's going to come down to. If this continues, if it has more legs, all the protests and everything we're seeing, the police are just a proxy. It's American society. American society was, Tim Kaine said, we created this ourselves, an originator of systemic racism, and it continues today. It pretty much has not changed. You're going to have people that love that narrative, that animates everything else they say about America. And then you're going to have more significant numbers, I think, who reject that and say, you know what, we're for police reforms, we are for equality. It's the same thing that Democrats engage in here. Instead of a piece by piece, let's see a part of this, let's debate, then vote on it. They keep on going back to things that are more amorphous, that you really can't get your arms around and see what the solution would be, hammer it out, agree, go back and forth, incrementally move forward, as the president did yesterday. They don't want to do that. That's part of their strategy. Because their big narrative, it's actually come down to this, how bad America was, is, and will be, unless they get in power and make even more massive reforms. They reject as nonsense the idea that President Obama was elected twice, somewhat overwhelmingly the second time around, and comfortably the first time around, that Americans wanted to make history and put aside a lot of the racial animus. That's a fact. He would not have been elected if that were not the case.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.